Now it says, my time, what's the reason? What my time of? Mishum Nikla. What's the reason? Because she received the embarrassment. How do we know that the strap is made from a calf? It says, Aboyim Yakenu. The Samachar Rith, it says, Loisachim Shor Bedishoi. It says a shore, so we know that the strap is made from a shore. If Yavama, that the brother dies, that her husband died, and now she falls in front of her brother-in-law, which is a mukashchin, disgusting. We do not shut her mouth, but rather we listen to her, that she be chalitza and not yivim. She doesn't want to marry him. The pasuk says, do not muzzle up a shore. To someone, right after it says, that mashma, that loisachsim applies to Yavam also, that there are certain times, do not muzzle up her mouth. If she says she can't stand his brother-in-law, she doesn't want to marry him, we do not force her to marry her, but we let her go. Not in this case, no. The Yom Rosh whoever is mevaza makes fun of the Yom Tovim, is like Yom Tovim the Zorah. Whoever talks Lashonara, call on a Kabbal, you accept the Lashonara. You say full say this. You are fit to be thrown in front of the dogs. The Chsiv says, you should throw the Nevela to a Kelev. For somewhere, right after it says, Loisisa Shema Shava. Which goes on, do not tell Lashon Hara, do not accept it, do not say Eidah Sheker. Korbeinami Loisashia. Do not even cause other people. Like, do not cause Lashon Hara to be said, do not accept it. For this, you're included in Lakelo Teshlichonoisei. Alright, we'll stop here.
We were holding about Chav Gimel and Aleph. We went through the mission already. Malach is exactly how to give Malchus. And there was a Chiddush that once he's Nikla, once he's embarrassed, sometimes that frees him from Malchus. That's all together. Most is my time then. Mishun Nikla, because he was embarrassed. So some say it goes in the beginning, that it says when the Chazim takes his shirt off, he just rips it off. Why can he rip it off? Because part of the Nikla is supposed to embarrass him. Amar Rav Sheshet, Mishun Rav Lozid and Azayim. Minayin Leritzua, Shishalegu, how do you know the strap is made from the skin of a calf? The Pasuk says, Aboyim Yakenu, we give him 40. The Somachle, right after that, Loisachsim Shor Bedishoi. So the Smichos of Shor, therefore the strap is made from a shore. The Yom Rav Sheshet Mishum Adlaz Ben Azariah, Minayin Liyavoma, Shenofu Lefnei Mukashchin. Let's say when a husband died, and now there's a brother alive, but the brother is a Mukashchin, he has leprosy, he's disgusting, you know, she can't stand him. So how do we know? We do not muzzle her mouth as if to say, you have to marry him no matter what, there's a mitzvah yibum, you just have to do it. How do we know we do not say that, but rather we listen to her, and we say in such a case, give chalitza and not yibum? The Sivit says, Leitachsum shor b'dishoy, do not muzzle the ox when he's working. The Samachla, there's a smichus, ki yeshu achim yachtov, the parasha of yibum. So we see sometimes, when there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and she can't, he's a mukashchin, that she does not want to marry him, we listen to her. The Yom Rav Sheshit, Mishum Rav Lozav and Azariah, Kol HaMavazeh Samoadim, whoever makes fun of Yom Tovim, tomorrow says the Kozan Chol HaMoed, is Kilu Oivet Avoy Eskechovim. It's like you're being Oivet Avoy Dezorah. The Sivit says, Elohei Maaseicho Lesas Elcho, do not make Avoy Dezorahs and idols. The Somach Lavarifer, it says, Eschag HaMatzah Tishmor, watch the Yom Tov of Pesach. So actually, if you're Shomah the Yom Tov, it's okay. If not, it's considered like you're being Mechal Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says that the Moadis means Chol HaShomer, the Gemara Dashim. It even goes on Chol HaMoed. Chag HaMatzah Tishmor, Pashis, before I speak Hagigan. That Brishon and Shri Pshita, the Chiddush is even Chol HaMoed, it's also Osa B'Melocha. The Yom Rav Sheshis Mishum Adlozah Ben Azariah, Kol HaMesapir Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, which is even though it's the truth, but you hurt, you're Magana, you hurt somebody else, something bad about somebody else, Res B'chol HaMakabal Lashon Hara, you accept it, somebody tells you, and you believe it, you accept it, and therefore you act different to the person, B'chol HaMeyed Eidu Sheker, whoever says false witness is royal ashlich leklozim. You are fit that you should be thrown to the dogs. And some say means after you die, your body should be thrown to the klozim. The Sivit says, la'akela tashlich anayisai, says by a parasha of an aveilo, a treifa. If you have a behemoth that's a treifa, that's also b'achimah, so it's an inyan to give it to the dogs to eat. La'akela tashlich anayisai, the Sivit Mechlein, what after that, la'sisa shema shav, do not lift up like a false report which goes on Eidah Sheker. And we also say, korib as if to read it nami, le'sashia. Do not give over to anybody else. Because do not say Lashon Hara and do not accept Lashon Hara. Le'sashia means you should not mislead somebody else. Then Mr. says, Ushtay with Suez. The whips had it was made from one long whip folded over four times, and then you had two ritsuas of chamor, two straps made from donkey skin, in addition to that one long strap made from the shore. Tani Ram like this, shel chamor, these two straps that were just put there to hold them in place was made from donkey skin. Why? Kidedore shehu gelila, this person from gelila dashin, or laid Rav Chizda in front of Rav Chizda. That Yeshayahu said, Yoda Shor Koneyo V'chamor Eves Bolog, Yisroel Lo Yoda. Just to say that a Shor and a Chamor know their owner, their master, they listen to them. But Klai Yisroel did not. Is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovo Yitzchikam, Mi Shemakir Eves Bolog, like a Shor, that or a Chamor, that knows Eves Bolog, V'yifam Mi, Shein HaMakir Eves Bolog, and give back Malkis to a person that was over the law, did not listen to Hashem. That's why the whip is made up from a shawl and a chamor. Now, yoda tefach. The handle was a tefach wide. Omer Abayish, man mino, kochad v'chad l'fum gabe adinulei. Now, the question was, the Mishnah says, how long is the strap? It's as long as it goes over his back, down to his tip or to the belly button. The question is, people are taller, people are shorter, so that's the exact length. How long it has to be, you have to have 1,000 whips there. To every person, different length. Omalei Rovah, in Cain is so, Nofesh Lu Ritzuas Tuvi, you're going to have a lot of whips. To every person, it's a different length. Ela Rado Ma Rovah, Avak Su Isla, it has like a buckle there, it has. That Boy Mikdar Bay, right, just, it's adjustment. Right. That ki boy miktabei ki boy marafa bo. You want to make it tighter, you want to make it looser, you can make it longer, you can make it shorter, it was adjustable. So Kislev was able to get away with one whip, and the whip was adjustable. Malki noisoi. Minani mili, that we said when we give him Malkis, we give him 1/3 in front and 2/3 in back. Minani mili, on the Ravkan of the Yom HaKroh, the Pilu HaShevet V'Ikei Lefonov Kidei Rishosai V'Mispar. So it says Lefonov Kidei Rishosai Mashma 1/3. So Rishoachas V'Lefonov, one Rishu, one punishment is the front, but Rishoyoyes Ach Mechurov, but 2/3 is in the back. So the Ashen from the words V'Pilu HaShevet V'Ikei Lefonov Kidei Rishosai, in front is only 1/3, and in back that's the 2/3 of the whip. A Malkin Oisai, he is not standing straight and not sitting, but rather bending over. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yechanan, Minayin, or the stump, Minayin the Ritzua, Shimuchafelis. How does the Mishnah know to say that this one whip is folded over once and then folded over a second time? She never says, Ve'epilu. Smash, we're going upon the whip itself, should be like bent over. Ay, v'mi boiler legufay. We need it for the goof itself to say that the person should be bent over. In Kein Lichtav Kroah Yetiyayu, bend them over. Mahi Pilu, what's the Lashon of folding over? Shlamina Tarti, we hear two things, that the whip itself is also folded over twice. And there comes out to be like four whips. Now Hamake Make Biyodi, the one that's hitting, holds it in one hand, with all his might he comes down. Tana Rabbonin, Ein Mamidin Chazonim Ela Chasir Rekoich. This Rav Yehuda, there has to be a weak person. The person that gives the market, he's a weak person. He is very madab, but he's very smart. What? That was the supervisor, that was the name. He was a supervisor in Bezdin. He helped out in Bezdin. So it says that Rabbi Yehuda holds he has to be a weak person, but a smart person. So know to give exactly the amount, not an extra one. And it'll have a chumanus in the person. He won't do it that hard.
Right.
You know him now. Yeah. No, even if he's not so smart. The Yisera Kreich and a strong person. That's also good. Rashi says, there's no Akpada. Any type of a chazan you could hire, take him. Omar Rava, Kavos of Rabbi Yehuda, Mistab, the Svarot of Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Akpada, we don't care. You see, the Pasuk says, Lo Yosef, Ten Yosef. Be careful not to give him an extra whip, because if you do it, you're not to hit. Now, Iyam Bishleimo, Chasiri Mada, the person is doing is not so smart. That's why we have to warn him, be careful, know what you're doing. You're supposed to give 18, give 18 and not 19. Be careful. Eli Yam, but if you want to tell me, Yasiri Mada, we're talking about a person who's very smart. If so, Mitsorakli Azure, so you have to warn the person, he's a smart man. He knows 18 is 18. What do you have to warn him? Samur says, Rabbonin, no. A Mazarazin, Elul Mazariz. Just the opposite. You only warn a smart person. He'll listen to you. But a fool or someone that's not so smart, he doesn't know what you're talking about. Doesn't help. Sada Rabba, what's the use? Right. So a smart person, he's the one you have to warn. I don't know, sometimes they get absent-minded. Him you have to warn. Tono, Kishu Magbiya, when he lifts up this whip, Magbiya Bishtayod. It's heavy. It's a heavy whip. He has to lift it up with two hands. Don't get tired lifting it up. But Kishu Magbiya, when you come down to whip, as you come down with one hand, it should come down with all the power you have. If you come down with one hand, you can come down with much more power than with two. Yeah. It was tefach wide and it was very long and it was made from heavy leather. You fold it over four times. Told it over twice, but it had four things with you. Now the akir akir. Now while one chazan is whipping, there's a second one. There's a bakira there, but he's saying over these tzukim. Tana rabbonim, hagodol shebedayonim kira. The greatest one of the bezdin, he's the bakira. He says over these tzukim. Hasheni moina. The second one counts to make sure he's given the exact amount of whips. V'yashlishi yoyma keyu. And there's a third one that tells him, hit. So the guy's pretty hard to make a mistake. And there's a fourth one, whipping. So there's two people warning him. One counts, and one tells him, one's the makre. Hakeyu, hakeyu. Now, bizman shemakim ruba marach. If there's 39 whips, then they say the psukim very long, slowly, marach. He says it slowly. Bizman shemakim what? There's only 9 whips. Then the katzer, he says the psukim faster. I vonan tanan choyzot tchilas mikro. Our Mishnah says no, that mashmi repeats the psukim. That if it's a long whipping, you repeat them, not that you marich one time. Tzimur says mitzvah letzamse. No, mechatchil is supposed to try to say the pasuk once and end it off exactly when he finishes hitting. So if it's a long makis, you're supposed to say the psukim slowly, so that you could finish it exactly. But if you cannot be mitzamtzem to get the exact time, you finish the psukim before he's whipping, then the answer is repeat the psukim over. Tana Rabbonin Makir Rabba Ein Liyela Makir Rabba Makir Muetis. We have no Makir Muetis, a small hitting. Tamaloyma La Yosef. Imkein matam loyma makaraba limud alav shaynim shay makaraba. That no matter how many you give, they're all called a makaraba. Rashi is a means shenitin lahakoysei bakorchoy. That you have to force him. No matter how many whips you have to give, it doesn't make a difference. Whereas makam letus means you're aiming to give him 9. So no matter how many you give him. Good. No matter how many whips it is, whether it's 9 or 18 or 39, they're all given with the same strength. Now this Malkus, the mitzvah of the Chiddush, that if in the middle of the Malkus, the person lets out, eases, whether it comes out urine or comes out gedolim, so that frees them, we stop right then from Malkus. Tana Rabbani, Echor Ish, whether it's a man, the Echor Isha, Bereya, Vulei B'mayim, Divrei Rabbi Meir, he's only free, what's called the Nikli is embarrassed, only if gedolim comes out. But just on Mayim, that does not free him from Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, who ish bereya, a man needs more embarrassment. So by a man, he needs Dr. Gedolim. The Isha b'mayim, and Isha is more embarrassed for any small thing, therefore even just letting out water is enough to free her from the rest of the Malkus. V'achom and Chom say, Echor ish v'echor Isha, bein bereya bein b'mayim, so through your machlekes. Whether it's a man or whether it's an Isha, if they let out Mayim, that also frees them. That's like the Yud in our Mishnah. That's like the Tanakam in our Mishnah. That the Skalkal, Bein Bereya, Bein Bemayim Potter. So the Yud is the one that says, V'yish Bereya, V'yish Bemayim. For the Mara Aivu, a tiny we learned. We have Yud, V'yim Echor Ish, V'yechor Isha Bereya. Ah, we have a Yud that says, no, both of them, even an Isha, is only Bereya. Omer Rav Nachman, Ben Yitzchok, Shneim Shavim Bereya. All it meant to say is that they're both equal by Reya. In other words, if they let out Reya Gedolim, then they're both free. But Mayim depends. An Isha is free, but not a man. Omar Shmuel.
How about the
Omar Shmuel. Yom Shmuel. Koftehu, let's say they tied him down to receive his Malkus. Koftu. Verotz mi Bezden, and he escaped from Bezden, he ran away. Lochris Potter, that's it. He had his Nikolai, he was embarrassed already, he was tied up in Bezdin, that's it, he's freed from Malkus. Potter. Meisel the Kasher in this. It says, Kolo, that means he had the Mayim come out. Or the Gdolim, Bein Brishayna, whether it was after the first whip, Bein Brishniya, Patronoisai. Then he's freed. The Mashmi received at least one Malkus. Nifsako Ritsua Bishniya, let's say the whip broke after the second whip, is patronoisai. But mashma barishoin ain't patronoisai. But if the person is nikla before the first whip, he's not freed yet. Or if the whip breaks by the first one, it ain't patronoisai. Question is, am I why? Levi karatz. Let him be like he escaped. He ran from Bezdin. Chiroso. They tied him down already. So Mar says, no. Hosom rutz. Hachuloi rutz. The fact that you had to run away from Bezdin, that in itself is a terrible embarrassment. So that's what frees him. But over here, Kozeman is in Bezdin, he's not freed yet. He's not called enough of a vernikla yet.
Yeah. Isn't the theory behind the threads in the middle that Hashem is in the being said that he had enough?
Tell Rabbani, Omdu, Likashayuka, Kola Poitrinoisai. So it means that they evaluated him, that if you're going to whip him, as soon as you start whipping him, right away he's going to let out a Merak Rahim, right away he's going to go. So such a case, Poitrinoisai, you free him then. Likashayotsu mi Bezdin, let's say they evaluate that when he gets finished with Malkus, then he's going to have to go. So, Likashayotsu mi Bezdin, Kola Malkinoisai, then we give him Malkus. The fact that this Malkus is going to cause him to go afterwards, that's nothing wrong. It's only if Bishas Malkus he has to go. For Lo Yoid, Ela Afilu Kola Betchila. Even before he started the Malkus, he had to go. That's nothing. Malkinoisa, we still continue. Shinema Vikol Vinikla. For Lo Yishaloka Kfar Bebezdin. That has to be Vikol. We start to hit. It's the hitting that makes him go. That's called the Vinikla, then we stop. But if he has to go, we get so nervous. Before they start whipping, that's nothing. He'll get nervous, he'll have to go, then they'll come back again, and they'll start the Malkus. Or if after the whipping, then he has to go, also that's not a p'tur. It's only if Fishas, you're hitting him, then that makes him go, that's called the Vinikla, he's embarrassed, he's freed.
How do you understand then?
The Mishnah says, Kol chai v'krisis shaloku niftori de krisosom. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanina, Masunsa ben Gamliel, that all the chai v'krisis, if you gave Yasro for Malkus, and Bezdin gives you Malkus, that frees you from the Chai V'Krisus. Shneim Rapotsk says, V'nikla achicho li'enecho. That means, K'shaloko, ha'reyu ki'achicho. that after he receives the malchus, then he's like your brother. He's free from all other punishments. That's his chiddush. That all chai decreases if he receives malchus, you're potter. The yomer Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, ma'im oivir aveira achas neitonav shilaleom. If you do one aveira, chai decreases. You chai misom. If so, hoist the mitzvah of the achas kama. Somebody does a mitzvah for sure that Hashem will give you life. The kal achas kama shetinosem loy nafshoy, that you receive life by doing mitzvahs. The Shimon Oimer mimkoyim hulam. I learned that from the pasuk itself. Shemar it says the nichrusu on the parshas loisois. The Omer, it says right after that, Asher Yasa Oysa Modam V'chai B'hem. So, Mashmur